from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's deadline day. The Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection. And we are joined right now by our sports director, a wonderful man, Jeff Hathorn. And he's brought to us by Gutter Helmet. No more clogged gutters, no more overflows, no more ladders. Gutter Helmet, 888-5-HELMET. It's also the first day of pads for the Steelers, so it's a busy day, and it's always a busy day for Jeff. Thank you for joining us so early. How are you today, big guy?
Good morning, guys. Yeah, normally it'd be just no-brainer, first day of pads. But, you know, especially these last couple of games, like you fell in love with this baseball team.
They have shown such guts. We talked about that to start the show, Jeff, that it feels like, particularly on the offensive side, they have squeezed every last bit out of this roster that they can. And you're 2 games back at the deadline. And if you're Ben Cherington, how do you watch that? How do you watch Derek Shelton emote the way that he did in the dugout last night and not say, I owe it to these guys to get a guy or two? And I know that there were deals made yesterday, and we'll get to that, but do you think that Ben Cherington is watching this, and do you think he can allow his emotion to play a role here to push some chips into the middle of the table?
I mean, the best moves are made without emotion, you know, and without thinking about what the fans are thinking, what just happened in the last 2 games. However, like, how do you not watch that? I mean, Cherington knows those guys. He has relationships with those guys. How do you not see that and say, all right, damn it, I don't want to do this, but these guys deserve it. I mean, we'll see. Some of the pieces that they were rumored in on are gone. Some of the obvious available players. Doesn't mean others wouldn't be available if you made a nice offer. But here's the thing. Like, do you make the Chris Archer trade, and meaning like you go over the top and give away a lot of, because you think, you know, at that time, the Archer trade, they'd won 15 of 19. They had turned from like a team that wasn't going to go in the playoffs to they wanted a chance and they thought they could do it for a couple of years. So they went for that trade and it didn't work out. So do you ride that emotion and say, okay, you know what? We're going to go for it. We're going to give up Chandler. We're going to give up Johnson. And then that roll of the dice doesn't pay off. That's what he's facing right now.
Well, Jeff, I mean, we've known for a long time that they just need to add a bat, or they need to add 2 bats to get this team over the hump and to make them more legit. But, I mean, 11 hours is the time frame that we have right now to make a deal done. I mean, outside of what we've always been talking about, they have a bunch of injuries right now. Palacios, hamstring. Oh. G1 Bay, his knee. Nick Gonzalez, his groin. Like, don't they almost have to legit make a major league trade within the next 11 hours outside of everything else?
And a major league trade that can make an impact.
Right.
Not some dude who is a fringe player from some other team. Yeah, I agree with you. And we know Gonzalez is out weeks. So we don't know about the other guys yet, but we do know Gonzalez is like, he's probably not back until September. So you need to add another bat. It's just, I know. I listen, I want to see it for these guys. I think they're, I do believe they're trying, sometimes you just, Adam, to your point, you just need to say it and just go, you know, and just pull the trigger and say, you got to add a bat. There are people out there. De La Cruz from the Marlins is on the table. Like, that's a dude you could have control for with a couple of years. Love a corner bat like that. I mean, we'll see what happens. It's not over yet. But man, it especially stinks to see like Soler go to the Braves.
Yes.
Chisholm go to the Yankees. And it's like, dude, like, let's go.
And Chisholm in particular, the cost to get him, and a number of these guys, the cost to get him, it drives me up a wall. We talked a lot yesterday about Randy Arozarena, and they gave up the 14th and 15th best prospects in their system to be able to bring him in to the Mariners. Let's talk about what they have done. So Jalen Beeks comes in. He's a setup guy in Colorado. He's a lefty. His numbers against lefties really good. Was this just simply, in your mind, Jeff, them adding a lefty reliever because they only have one? Or does this maybe mean Aroldis Chapman is available via trade?
It could mean, but I think it's funny because we're talking about the bats that are down. I think this is reaction to Borecki not being able to be a part of this team. So they needed someone to fill in for Borecki. So they went out and got this lefty reliever. Here's what's so weird. You mentioned the lefty splits. The home and away splits for Beeks are amazing because he has a 325, I think, ERA at Coors. Huh. But he's 6 on the road, which is bizarre. But, you know, if you got a 325 ERA at Coors, you're able to pitch. I mean, it's a nice ad if you had the hitting solved. That as the only thing you do at the major league level is a bit of a hard pill to swallow. But he's a nice ad that can help stabilize a bullpen and bring, you know, another veteran voice back there. I don't know if that means, I know people have connected the dots, oh, they're just going to salary dump Chapman. I don't know if that's necessarily the case.
Jeff, let's transition to training camp. First day of pads is today. Who are you excited to see with the pads on the first time? Is it Peyton Wilson? Is it Faltanu? Is it Zach Frazier? Some of those rookies. Who are you excited to pay attention to today?
Yeah, those are three, absolutely, that you want to see. I want to see, you know, a couple of these receivers react when there's the fear of getting hit. Like, let's see what happens when they go over the middle. And Beanie Bishop's another one. Yeah, I loved his quote the other day about saying that, man, I'm not just some tall, pretty corner. Like, I can cover and I can tackle. Well, we haven't seen him tackle yet. Like, how does he tackle some of those bigger guys? Dorn, you hit on that, though. I definitely want to see these rookies. Peyton Wilson has opened some eyes. He looks like he understands what's going on defensively for the most part. What's he going to do? Like, is that speed? Is he able to cover receivers when it's real? Is he able to bring them down? Like, there's so much of it. And and he had a great line. It was like, man, this is just underwear practice. Like, that ain't football. Like, I want football. I want to show people what I can do. And let's see what he can do.
Do you think they take Russell Wilson out of the bubble wrap? Is he going to be a full go participant today?
I think he'll do a couple of drills. I don't think he's going to go full, which again is an opportunity for Justin Fields. Like, hey, pads are on now. While you can't hit the quarterback, the scrambling's a little bit more legit because you're in full pads. But let's see what he can do. He's been inconsistent so far. I did a story on the website. I mean, the reality is the best quarterback at camp so far has been Kyle Allen, which doesn't mean that he's in the mix to be a starter. He's in the backup. What it means is, at least if somebody goes down, Kyle Allen's been decent.
Oh, no.
Well, there's only been, what, two or three quarterbacks?
Still.
Yeah, he's had a practice.
Yeah.
But that being said, we've seen some times at camp where you're looking at quarterback play and you're like, yeah, he can play.
I'm happy we'll polish it that way, that he can play and not that Justin Fields has not been great. Jeff, busy day. Appreciate you jumping on with us. Hopefully when we talk on Thursday, the Pirates will be a better team than they are right now.
Amen.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks, guys.
Jeff Hathorn, our sports director, probably getting in a car right now and driving to St. Vincent College in Latrobe.
Yep.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.